If FFMP seems slightly scary to you, don't worry. The first time I opened it, I hid under my desk for 3 days from fright. Just kidding, it's not actually that bad at all, as it's really just comparing two things we've already looked at. The QPE source you recently picked and flash flood guidance. In other words, FFMP is just a tool that shows basin average comparisons between QPE and flash flood guidance. Remember that flash flooding is a combination of meteorology and hydrology, so examining our threat on a basin scale is very desirable. In this APD, we aren't going to get too into the weeds of FFMP, as there's a lot of alternate timelines you could end up in. However, we will cover the fundamental steps to get FFMP set up and how to interpret its output. When you open up FFMP with your chosen precip source, you want to first change the layer to be on all and only small basins. Next, on the D2D tab, you want to first start with looking at ratios, which just show the ratio of QPE to flash flood guidance. Anything greater than 100% means that your QPE source has exceeded flash flood guidance for that specific basin. In this example, you can see lots of basins that have exceeded flash flood guidance, which is telling you that this area is at risk for flash flooding. We like to start with ratios because they can easily draw our eyes to the most vulnerable areas. It's also helpful to look at the magnitude of difference between QPE and flash flood guidance by changing over from ratios to difference in the layer tab. The last thing I want to show you is that in the click menu, if you select downstream basin trace, this will allow you to click on any basin and it will show you which downstream direction the water is flowing. This is really helpful when shaping your flash flood warning polygon, as it can guide you to extend your warning in a certain direction to capture the downstream flow.